A small crowd marched on BP's American headquarters in Denver yesterday, demanding the oil conglomerate not drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Don't drill our coastal plains.
BP, back off!
Protect the porcupine caribou.
As Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, it's part of a larger effort by environmental groups to target oil companies and also banks.
While the demonstration in Denver was underway, the architect of the broader strategy was on a long-distance train traversing the length of the United Kingdom.
We are going through the countryside of Scotland at the moment, so we might lose reception or go through a tunnel or something.
Sierra Club campaign representative Ben Cushing is normally based in Washington, D.C., but BP's annual shareholder meeting this year is in Aberdeen in northeastern Scotland, so that's where he was headed. With him was Bernadette Dementiev, an anti-drilling activist. They, or other ANWR drilling opponents, will be at the annual meetings of four major oil companies, and Cushing says they've set their sights on lenders, too.
Wells Fargo, JPMorgan Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley will be attending the shareholder meetings of all six of those banks this shareholder season and asking them point blank if they will commit to not investing in Arctic refuge drilling.
Cushing says they've got proxy status. A few owners of stock have agreed to let the activists represent their shares. It allows them to confront company executives directly in the Q&A portion of the shareholder meeting.
I know it's hard for people who live in a city like Houston to understand what our lives are like or why this place matters so much to us.
Dementiev went to the ConocoPhillips shareholder meeting in Texas last week. She leads the Gwich'in Steering Committee. Gwich'in leaders say drilling in the Arctic Refuge could devastate the porcupine caribou herd that's central to their culture and subsistence lifestyle. Dementiev made her case to Conoco's chief executive officer.
We have lived in this area for thousands of years. Don't take that from us. You have the ability to stop this, or not, at least you not going in there.
Conoco CEO Ryan Lance was polite and didn't show his cards. He said he understands the importance of subsistence hunting and told Dementiev ConocoPhillips has a good record in the Arctic.
Appreciate you coming today. Appreciate your passionate plea as well. So thank you.
Alaska Oil and Gas Association President Kara Moriarty says if oil companies were scared off by demonstrators and activists, Alaska would not have had an oil industry to start with.
Companies make decisions on where they want to invest and develop on a variety of factors, and their demonstration of their position is nothing new.
Dementiev says she thinks drilling opponents can make a difference at the meetings, in part by getting the attention of shareholders. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.